The lights are back on in Italy. Almost the entire country went dark over the weekend. Only the island of Sardinia was spared. 4 people are thought to have died because of the blackout. Italy is heavily dependent on electricity from Switzerland and France, and today utility officials from the 3 countries are blaming each other for the outage. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Paris. What happened, Nick?
Well, what we know from electricity network experts is that the power outages began in France as well as in Switzerland and led to a chain reaction in Italy, where at about 3:20 a.m. local time, power went out across the country, except for the island of Sardinia, as we were saying. It took only 4 seconds for all the lights to go out, for alarms to go off on their batteries, elevators to stop, trapping people inside, traffic lights going off, trains grinding to a halt, stranding about 30,000 passengers. Air travel was disrupted as well. That said, there were relatively few injuries, only 4 attributable to the blackout so far. As you said, a man who drove through a dark intersection, 2 elderly women who fell downstairs, and a 3rd elderly woman who died when a candle set her nightgown on fire.
Do authorities have any idea what caused the blackout?
Well, the precise sequence of events may take a while to establish, but we know the blackout is linked to a cutoff of foreign supply. A little after 3 in the morning, 2 power lines from Switzerland were knocked down, including an emergency backup line, we think because of an incident involving an uprooted tree. Around the same time in France, bad weather briefly knocked out transmission. Beyond that, a lot of finger-pointing has taken place. The Swiss say the Italians didn't react quickly enough to their temporary outage. The French say the Swiss outage came first, thereby setting off a domino effect. But what is important to keep in mind is that there's a structural problem in Italy, which is imports 17% of its electricity. That's a really high percentage for import dependency inside Europe. It is so high in part because Italians voted to give up nuclear plants after the Chernobyl disaster. They voted in 87. Since then, there's been a sort of not-in-my-backyard phenomenon that stopped the building of new plants. So we have a chronic undersupply that makes the country vulnerable. And as one might expect, politicians in Italy today are saying the outage is a sort of wake-up call. It's time to kickstart reforms and start building plants, even if people are uncomfortable with them.
A tree falls in Switzerland and Italy goes dark.
We have to wait to see what the exact sequence of events was, but there seems to be a sort of a linkage between that, a power outage in France. But as I said, it will take a while for the people to establish exactly what happened. But it is interesting to think that in the past 2 months, we've had 4 big power outages in Western countries. There was the one, of course, in North America, and then one later in London, and then large parts of Sweden and Denmark last week left 4 million people in the dark. Experts are saying that despite the sort of eerie timing of all of these things, we have to be careful in making comparisons, but they all raise questions in each case about whether liberalizing electricity markets was done in the right way. Questions about whether breaking up state monopolies, especially in Europe, has led to a drop in critical investment in infrastructure and backup systems. Also, questions about how to find an adequate alternative to nuclear energy, especially in Europe where people don't like nuclear energy. And also, how to deal with the weather in Europe, where we had a huge heat wave, where hydroelectric energy is harder to generate because water levels are dropping, and where people are using air conditioning more, so you have to generate more electricity.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris.